like 2 miles from Granny's Bay, coming up the way of the wilderness.
The sound has been called Southern Fried Swamp Funk. The band's name is a play on a commonly used euphemism, and the leader is a self-described poor white cracker. Mofro is touring the country this summer, bringing audiences juke joint grooves while calling attention to the disappearing marshland and woods of North Florida. NPR's David Malpas profiles the Gen X group as part of our series on emerging Southern artists and the places that inspire them.
Musicians with a blues boogie soul bent rarely place saving the environment front and center in their playlists, but that's what you get with Mofro. This song, with the simple title Florida, is one of several reminding listeners what the land used to be like before an explosion of golf courses and redundant shopping malls. Mofro also takes aim at the homogenization of Southern culture from too much TV and too many city jobs.
Now skyscrapers and superhighways are carved through the heart of Florida. Building subdivisions while the swamps are drained. Making room for people and amusement parks. It's like watching someone you love die slow. Yeah, they're killing her one piece at a time.
For John Gray, the main vocalist and songwriter in the band, the music is deeply rooted in personal experience, growing up on a small farm that's been in his family for four generations.
Watch out for these briars.
He still lives there, outside Jacksonville, at age 33, in a trailer home next door to his grandparents.
I love it. I love the natural world, and I feel like sometimes it can just be overwhelming. I feel like that it's the only thing left that's real. In day-to-day living, I get scared that it could all go away to where nobody has a connection to it anymore and nobody cares about it enough that it goes away.
Development is moving closer and closer to the family farm. A vast tract of nearby woodlands, once housing a military base, may soon become a giant amusement park. That land, as Gray phrases it, never saw an axe until now. He wasn't always so enamored with his local surroundings. In fact, just a couple of years ago, Gray was itching to get away, and he did, all the way to London. By leaving Florida, Gray discovered how much the land, culture, and memories of youth mean to him, and he started to write songs about home. Gray moved back to North Florida, determined to remember where he came from. That's the key to his motivation to help preserve the past through his songs. He says the New South is not only losing the natural land to development, people are dropping their accents, abandoning good Southern names like Ovine and Sissy. They're taking all the flavor out of the place.
People that grow up here have a problem with here. All that stupid, dumb redneck mentality, or this, or that, or the other, and they really go overboard and beyond the call of duty to make sure that everybody understands that we're all intelligent here and cultured, or whatever you want to call it, and sort of become bitter about their own heritage or their own roots here.
Gray often wears sandals and overalls to cover his small, skinny frame. His beard is a bit straggly, but his smile is broad. And there's a sly charm in his eyes. When he's not playing music or working his job at a lumberyard, he's usually talking romantically about the freedom that comes from owning a piece of land, the spiritual benefits of gardens, or the delights of greasy greens and blackened fish.
All righty, guys, how about some chowder?
You're going to have to tell me twice. Uh-oh, a new pot.
Chowder Ted's is John Gray's favorite restaurant. It's a little cinder block shanty next to a marsh. At lunchtime, the parking lot is full of pickup trucks and Harleys. Like John's farm, it's another refuge from the encroaching suburban culture of Jacksonville. Tool belts and tattoos are common among the clientele, and no one's putting on airs. Plus, Chowder Ted serves up food like his grandmama makes, the kind that, as John says in one of his songs, will kick your ass.
My granny make the big crackling whole cake. It tastes so good, I can't wait to dip my plate. She cooking ham hock and some white egg of peas. She cooking turnip cream and macaroni and cheese. In or out my way, gotta eat them to that pot. I like my cornbread while it's still piping hot. You'll drop back enough.
Given the highly regional nature of this music, one might think the players are all Southerners. But bass player Fabrice Quentin is from France, and keyboard man Nathan Shepherd is Australian. Both men grew up loving American blues and jazz. When they heard John Gray's soulful voice in London, along with Daryl Hance's front porch guitar style, they were hooked on Florida funk. So is B. Gale, the band's new drummer from Jacksonville. The group will tour Europe this fall and expects a good response there, especially because of the environmental message. Mofro just completed its first national tour in the U.S. Fabrice Quentin says he was shocked when he came to America and saw so much excessive development, especially in Florida.
There is so much land that people take it for granted and just build and build and then abandon these big buildings and then go and build elsewhere. John's got a different light, is seeing the swamps, seeing the gators, seeing the wilderness. It's giving access basically to another side of Florida, and I think people will enjoy that.
Get rain, oh, come on, sock it to me, hit me y'all, hit me y'all, come on.
During a recent performance at the Boom Boom Room in San Francisco, an attractive crowd, mostly in their 20s, seemed to like the music, and several got a special kick out of John Gray's appearance, sitting on stage on a hard metal chair, hunched forward, rolling his eyes as he sang.
You look at the lead singer and you think, pontoon, Florida, pontoon, driving through the swamps. He's amazing.
You know, you see him and he's in his camouflage hat and his overalls. He's a sweet dude.
That hat comes from the lumber yard he works at when he's not a musician.
Really? That's good to know. See, that makes you even feel more like he's one of us.
This coming from a computer software guy who, by appearances, lives a lifestyle far above singer John Gray's. But there is something universal in the music that causes people to identify with the band. It taps into the common desire to belong to a place and time and to be exactly who you are. Also, some folks just like the funky vibe of Mofro. Mofro's recently released CD is titled Blackwater. I'm David Malpas, NPR News, Jacksonville, Florida.